Welcome back to The Sunny Side. This is your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Gabriella. 9 minutes gone past 2 o'clock. We've come to the final conversation on the show for today. Let's talk about our local dialects. The big question I'm asking on this hour is, how early should a child be taught or begin to learn their local language? At what age should they start learning their local dialect? Now, as you already know, just to form some foundation, when I say a local dialect, I mean, you know, your indigenous tribe. If you're Ekwere, you're from Borni, you are an Edo man, you're from Bayelsa. If you are Urhobo, you speak Isan because you're from Edo State, or you speak Igbo because you're from one of the Igbo states, you're from Imo, or you speak Yoruba. You know, those are your local dialects, because you know that's the form of language that's spoken in your area. And it's quite important, and it's not just peculiar to just Africa. Many people assume that, oh, it's an African thing. Across the world, they also have their own local dialects as well. I mean, in the 50s, many Italians only spoke their own local dialects, and eventually, as you know, modernization began to spring up at the time, you know, begun to learn English as a unified form of communication. But you have, across the world, local dialect. You know, that is the one language that you and the people from your region are known for. That is one thing that that's the language you communicate with your people. So, as important as that is, many people have ascribed the importance of our dialect to the preservation of our culture and our tradition. Back in the day, as a young child, my dad used to always, you know, tell me stories about how they started. They began to learn our local dialect as early as, you know, from birth, literally. So as they crawl, as they walk, as they learn to walk, as they learn to talk, they're literally talking in the local dialects, and they eventually get to learn English when they start school. I know someone right now who has a 2-year-old boy. He speaks and understands Igbo. The little that he can speak, he does speak, because he's still learning to talk. But from birth, from the day he was born, and I can say that confidently because I was in the picture, you know, so I know that from the day he was born, she would always speak Igbo to him and not English. And she said she was doing that intentionally so that he gets to learn the language first, and he can always pick up English in school. He has such an impeccable English diction. I kid you not. I mean, he's just in nursery one, I think. What's that? I think he's in transition class to nursery one, you know, and he has such impeccable English, and you know, I just look at her and say, wow. I mean, such intentionality for your child to stay close to their roots. And so you find that people ascribe that importance of, you know, the preservation of our culture to our dialect, to our language. So if you say, oh, want to preserve culture, many times it's the language. Many times, of course, there are sometimes it's the food, the tradition, but many times it's the language, our way of communicating. If you're able to teach your child how to speak your language, you are playing your role in preserving your culture, your tradition. Sadly, I can't even speak my language. That's the funny thing. And that's because in my home then, you know, I always say this and it always sounds funny to me. We never spoke anything else apart from English. But my mom and dad would communicate in our language when they were talking to themselves, but they would always speak English to us and would communicate in English. And so I can understand to a large degree, but when it comes to speaking, I still have difficulty in, I can pick a few words here and there and match them together, piece them together. But when it comes to speaking fluently, I still have a little issue with, you know, speaking my language fluently. And that's why I think it's a very important conversation for us to have. If we're in a time where we're saying, oh, we're losing our culture to modernization, to westernization, you know, the world is going global and digital, and right now we're becoming more like the Western world. How then can we preserve our culture if we're not teaching the next generation our local dialects? Many homes today, apart from those who live in the rural areas and communities, many homes today converse in English language. They don't even permit for you to speak Pidgin English. You know, in my home then, it was a crime, you could be sentenced to strokes of the cane if you were caught speaking pidgin English, you know. So how much more your indigenous language? So you find that many times we're quick to judge without particularly looking into ourselves to see the role we have played in the seemingly westernization or the influence that has had on our culture and tradition. So that said, how early do you think a child should start learning their local dialect? That is the big question. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Do also turn down the volume on your radio when you call. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, this is Alan.
You're welcome.
From the very first day that child is born, you start teaching them the language. From that very day, pictorial evidence, by language, the song, their food, and everything. I'm from Bayelsa State. And I will tell you that most of the people you see swimming there, nobody taught them how to swim.
Really?
It's an innate ability in us. Because on that day, the moment we start crawling, our mothers were wet in the river. They were washing. They back there, and we are sitting at the bank or the shore, looking at what our mothers are doing, what our elder brothers and elder sisters are doing. What we crawl into the water. He said they'll be dragging us up because we are dragging us up. Before you know, we started swimming. Who taught us? Nobody. It's innate ability because what? We saw them doing it. Likewise, the language. They hear you speak. The call come, the rest of somebody's coming based on that. We play those music, the songs we play, the adages we make, the jests we make, the stories we tell. All this the child is learning from that childhood. So speaking the language is never a problem. We are just born into it. But today, we all are in Port Harcourt. Well, I wonder when last of us even listen to our local language in music lab. Where do we play the songs? Do we even know who are those the musicians, the A-class musicians from our local dialect? Do we even see know their name? Do we recognize them? When we listen to their songs last? I'm from Bayelsa. Our maestro legendary are people like in Robert the Dizimo, Parama is there and so on. So when did I even listen to this song last? Now look at the marriages we contrast. Somebody from Bayelsa is going up to Kaduna after to get married. The Kaduna lady, and no one to speak the language. Which language will you speak? But in most cases, if you notice, the children tend to speak their mother's dialect because they tend to go closer to their mother. And she tends to talk to them more on that. So the language aspect, how it should be balanced or how it's being taught, is from childhood. From the moment the child is born, the language is being spoken at home. Their songs are being played and danced to at home. They understand the rhythm and everything. Their tongues become so light and soft to speak the language. Mr. Zion.
All right, Mr. Zion. Thank you very much for sharing. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gabriela. Yeah, for me, I'm Emmanuel.
All right.
Okay, right from birth, a child should be taught of his local dialect. Reason being that you know what the situation or the world is turning into, and more especially from where we are coming from, that is our local villages. It's expected that those of us that are in the city should teach our children the local dialect in order to communicate with our people, either here or in the village. Because if we don't do that, the children will lose grip. No, they will not know their roots. So teaching them early helps them to know where they come from and their parents came from. And some kind of questions that one will ask. So with that, the children will be able to answer you in that local dialect. I think it's
so
very, very
really
extremely important.
Yes, we
and
know
also,
that they should start early.
Hello?
But how early should they start learning?
As early as when you give birth to a child. I mean, right from that very day, the baby is being put to bed. You just welcome the baby with Edialai. Earlier, when you start talking, anytime you're with the baby, you start speaking the language. Lo and behold, whether you believe it or not, because what I'm saying out of experience. Mm. I have traveled the North and the universe. They don't have time with this, our English, right from the day the child is born. That is not the truth. And you see them speak. You see how little a little Hausa boy is. You see the child speaking Hausa very, very freely. They are not ashamed. Over here, when you speak Igbo, somebody is looking at you. I begin to wonder if anybody decided where he or she is to come from. So it's expected that from birth, one is being taught his local language or her local language. It will help that very child to balance well and function well in the society. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon. This is Uche calling you from Owerri. Based on when a child should learn how to speak the dialect of the father, one thing you have to understand that what is dialect? Dialect is a spirit born in the child. It's
are
not
you serious?
From the first day the child is born, the first language the parents speak to the child, that child will understand that language. Because that child is 1 day old. But that child has been in the mother's womb for 9 good months. So that spirit will understand whatever the father is speaking to the child. And that dialect is supposed to be developed using the language. Because when you look around, if you see 2 children, one day I was working in Malaysia, I saw little 2 children, 3 years old, the other one is Ali Alice, 2. They were going to school, trekking in a village. I was watching them, and they were discussing. I tried to understand how these 2 little kids, we are communicating with each other and understanding what they are saying. This is the dialect. Can you now see that that dialect has to grow from the time of childhood? They now use the dialect to interpret their language. That's why, if somebody from childhood did not learn the dialect of their parents, you will find it very difficult. You or she will find it very difficult at his adult age to speak his language.
Okay. Wow. I did not see that coming. So dialect is actually a spirit, according to you. And if the spirit enters the child now understands and learns the language. I don't know what to say to that. But if you do agree, call in and let's talk about that. That got me confused for a minute. But is dialect actually a spirit? I'm moving on. Let's just move on. All right. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You're gonna have to. Oh, there you are. Good afternoon.
Are you hearing me? Hello.
I can hear you. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is Sergio Apala calling from Abuja.
Turn off your radio, please.
So, are you hearing me?
You need to turn off your radio.
It's always good for every personality. These are children. their language. So that in case of any
I'm so sorry, I'm going to have to let you go. When you do call, you need to turn off your radio. And that is so that there's no holdback like you just heard. And I can hear you clearly and we can have a smooth conversation. You don't get to waste your credits and we're both happy. So it's all for your good when you turn off your radio. The numbers once again to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007. Or 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Oh, lost that call. Send a message on WhatsApp as well. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon. Hello? Are you there? All right, please do also call back. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon. Right from the top of the baby, the food today born, they speak, they started speaking the dialect. But the dialect is a word that they speak. So right from the first day, your wife believer. And they started to speak the language. Right from the first time, before the baby gets to 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, they will be speaking the language.
So from birth, a child should start to learn the language.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the conversation. So I think the most interesting thing I've heard so far as the conversation began is the fact that a dialect is a spirit. That has to be the most interesting thing I've heard. The big question I'm asking is how early should a child start learning his or her local dialect? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Do you want to turn down the volume on your radio when you call? Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Ara is my name. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
As a truth, in from childbirth, a child is supposed to really be understanding his or her language. Even if you want the animal, even the animals you are even seeing in your house, even the rat in your house, you hear a language. If you doubt me, just say it. That this night I will kill this rat. I will put poison on. I will put poison to kill this rat. In the season of this rat to come out that night. Whether you use your English or you use your native language. So what am I trying to say? In as much as this language is part of you and you are speaking every then and then, unknowingly to you are speaking, this child is embedded in the child, and the child unknowingly too. Is getting used to it and knowing it. Animals to watch their mother when their mothers are eating anything, feeding on anything. It is that which they saw their mother is always doing the pick to. So my sister woman is from the window. It's unfortunate I find it difficult to really speak my language. Not really that I cannot speak, but I am not fluent because I didn't grow up with it. Where I was given that to stop where my political choice actually. So I cannot, I speak that language from that area. As at when I was small, at the age of that kind of, hello, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, at the age of that kind of seven, eight, thereabouts, we left that area to another area entirely. When I got to that area, they started laughing at me. I was ashamed. I was ashamed whenever I want to speak. So I cannot really speak I cannot speak that language. So I was trying.
But it's never too late to learn, is it?
The language of that area, what was true. When I learned able to master that language, I forgot that when I did, as I speak, I cannot speak that initial language I grew up
with.
I was really given that. So, to be honest, it is the language that the child came and met. And since his mother or mother is speaking, that child will really embody it from. Thank you, my sister.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. We're going to get on WhatsApp shortly. The WhatsApp handle is at Nigeria Info. Oh, I beg your pardon. That's Facebook. The WhatsApp number, rather, is 0809-030-6416. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, my name is Ejim. I'm from Fort Hackett.
All right.
I just want to support what the scholars have said, that learning the vernacular actually starts at birth. I think this is one of those situations where it is perfectly safe to catch them young, because language acquisition is best done as a child. Secondly, for the child to learn the vernacular, we must make sure that the environment is very rich in that language. And it starts from the home. Today we have places where the parents come from the same language group and they don't speak their language at home. How can the child learn? But if the parents spoke that language at home, the child will be able to learn. Secondly, if the environment in which that child grows up is rich in that language, the child will also learn. But having said that, I also want to say, It's good that this issue come up. Your station also, which is quite popular, can also contribute in making sure that we learn our local languages.
How so?
I think that it's pertinent at this point for you to introduce programs that are tailored towards the acquisition of local languages. I think that will also help. Thank you very much. I love this topic.
All right, thank you very much as well for sharing your thoughts on the matter. I think our sister station will definitely be the one to have that done, or WhatsApp FM. Anyway, thank you regardless. 0817-923-0002-0003-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Very interesting thoughts I'm receiving on WhatsApp. I'll get there shortly. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
My name is Andy. I'm calling from Malakaya.
Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, this is the topic on ground. It's very much important as a parent to start teaching your child how to speak their local dialect from birth. Because as the saying goes, practice makes perfect. So if you start learning from birth, before you know, the child grows with it and the child gets used to the language easily.
Okay. Thank you very much. As succinct as possible. On Facebook, Comrade Godwin Accra says, I think that is the first language they should speak, because they can learn English at any time. So me, I suggest from 2 years, the parents should speak their local language to the child, and it makes more sense when you give your children names from your local language. That's another very interesting conversation to have. When it comes to names, do we still have our parents who name their kids these local names? I mean, now you will hear names like Brian Rashford, Henry, Elizabeth, you know, Layla. You know, people want to be you identified with the posh names. You want to name your children, you know, posh names, which is, I mean, I don't see anything wrong in wanting that. But do you let your children know the importance of having a traditional name, not just because, oh, what are your full names, for the sake of filling documents, you have a middle name? No. Do they really understand the relevance of having a local name? That's a very interesting thought there. Ah, lost that call. Please do well to call back. Gabriel on Facebook says, from 2 years. All right. Thank you very much for sharing. From the day of birth, so that when the child gets old enough to talk, him or her their first word will be in their local dialect. From there, the child will start speaking very early. That's on WhatsApp. And this here is from Law, who says, good day, Gabby. Starting when the child is born is already late. You start when the child is still in the womb. Speak to the child in your dialect before birth. You all are just taking this a notch higher every single time. So it's not enough to now just speak to a newborn child. You have to actually start speaking to them from the womb. There's problem. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. The right time, I think, to start communicating with our children is in our local dialect. I think it should be when you start talking to that your child. You understand? When you start communicating, because as a mother or a father, there will be a period as the child is growing. It might not necessarily reach a certain age, but there will be a time period when you start communicating, maybe by sign or by word. You know, whenever you start communicating with that child, you should use your local dialect. You know, for the English aspect, you will learn other language later, but your own local dialect is very important. So whenever you start communicating with that your child, you start using your local dialect.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Okay. Interesting thoughts. Still taking comments on WhatsApp. This year says, it depends if the sum total of someone's culture or the most important thing about their culture is their language. Something is wrong. English is my first language. I picked up my local dialect when I was growing up, and today I am married to a man who is from a completely different state and tribe from me. So if I had been trapped in that dogma of you will lose your culture if you don't speak this language first, what would have happened? Especially as I always knew I'll marry a man who is not from my tribe. The way our children will learn math and cookery as soon as they can is the way they will learn languages. But I will not pressure them or let anyone pressurize them with a cut-off age to be native speakers. We're not competing with anybody. English names have meanings too. Funny enough, my full legal name is my native name, my English name, my husband's middle name, and his last name. But his people rarely call me by my actual first name, which is a native name. They call me Esther, which is an English name or a native name in their language, which is a title. Esther Etim, thank you very much for sharing that with me. And you know, you raised something that I think is very important. So when you say, oh, learn your language, when you eventually get married as a woman, you do realize that the children get to learn their father's language, right? And that obviously would apply when you marry someone who is not of the same tribe as you are. So if you're an Igbo woman and you now marry a Yoruba man, what's going to happen to your Igbo? Are you going to go ahead to teach your children Igbo, or are you going to let that sit, you know, take the back seat while your husband teaches them Yoruba? Or do you learn your husband's language so that you all can converse in Yoruba? I know there are some families that actually teach their children both languages, especially when the husband and wife are not of the same tribe. You know, I have cousins who speak two different languages. That's because their mother is one tribe, the father is another tribe. So that also is a thing, you know, in some families. If you're able to pull it off, wow, kudos to you, because I know it's no easy feat at all. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, is the same person?
Right, please turn off your radio and go ahead.
The reason why I'm calling you is that I want you to publish information over there to River State people where you are in the office.
Please send it on WhatsApp.
Are you hearing me?
Send to our WhatsApp number.
Are you hearing me? So what happened is that lots of COVID has made people to betray so many people simply because you are not on their side.
Okay, I would refer you to WhatsApp, all right? So if you're still listening, I know you called in before and now you're calling again, so I'm sure that you must be listening. Please send that information to our WhatsApp number so we can take a look at it and, sieve whatever it is that you're sending. So send it to our WhatsApp number. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Moving on, we've got some more comments on WhatsApp. This here says, to me, from the day a child is born, you play and communicate with that child in your local language. And when time for academic work comes, you face academic work. So from the day a child is born, you teach them your local language. Leo from Port Harcourt says, my parents did not take me to my village from my when I was 6 years old till I was 28. And from childhood, they used their dialect to talk to me, but I use English to reply, and they never forced me to speak my local language. Today, I can hear everything in my local language, but cannot speak the dialect. Leo, thank you very much for sharing. I've got Tochi from Eliozu who says, I think even before the child starts talking, speak your dialect to him or her. It's very necessary. Thank you, Tochi. And MD Dumale says, a year is the best period a child should start learning his or her language. 1 year. At one, have they started talking at all? Anyway, this is from Raphael. Raphael says, a child can learn a native language at any age. For me, I learned Yoruba at the age of 30. And I can speak very well. Abio, like they say, is when you wake up, that is your morning. So it doesn't matter how old you are. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Thank you. My name is Grace. I would like to say that it's important to have our children speak our native language.
Okay.
I, for one, growing up, I didn't grow up at home, but my dad made a point of taking us home every holiday. And once we crossed the Toba Bridge heading towards Akoda, he would make sure nobody speaks English in the car until we come back from that vacation at home, then back to Port Harcourt. So it helped us speak the language, even though we didn't grow up at home. Now, I'm in an intertribal marriage, and the conflict of which language will my children speak initially came up. So my husband is of the view that whether they speak mine or they speak his, you know, it doesn't matter, it's a Nigerian language. So anyone that is easier for the children to learn. So I did something. I teach my children my language. They can speak this and this here and there, they hear. And then I have to get a teacher the way I did for math and other subjects. I have to get a lesson teacher to teach my children not just Igbo, but Anambra Igbo. So I'm trying to get a balance between the two. So when they're talking to me, they use my language. When they're talking to their father, they try to speak Igbo. So at least there are some basic things that they even know in Igbo that those who know how to speak it, like reading and writing it, do not know. So I think that if we just make the effort, the same way we make the effort to have them be better at math and other subjects, our children can actually learn our languages, whether they go to the village or not. It's just about interest, you know, and the tenacity of the parents to teach the language to the child. So it's always a cross talk to know another language.
Wow, thank you very much for sharing. That makes a lot of sense. We have time for just one more call. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. A final comment is from Brown on WhatsApp. It says, language is power. Language is for me should start right from day one when the mother conceives and becomes pregnant. Ha! Because communication and relationship with the mother and child starts at the early stage. So no wonder many kids of foreign languages do well, because their parents start at day one that the baby be gone kicking in their mother's tummy. Daily languages at home should also be more of your local dialect. However, all this should be the parents' decision. Interesting. So the minute your wife comes and says she's pregnant, you grab your paper and your pen and say, oh yeah, sit down. Local dialect lessons 101. I'm just kidding. Anyway, a final call. Good afternoon. Oh, I lost that one. Let's see what's going on Facebook. And we just might wrap up with that on Facebook. Let's see. Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook and Twitter, and we stream live all our conversations. So if you ever miss our conversations on radio, you can always go back. That's if you miss them real time, you can always go back to watch and listen on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube as well. We get a stream on YouTube. A final call. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're my final caller. Go ahead.
All right. I just could promise from remote man.
Go ahead.
I think there is need for transmission of or transfer of this our language to our to really help, because if you watch well, our languages are gradually dying away, fading away. And to get this right, I think most times there is need for parents to take their children to the village for them to associate with other kids. Because in the city here, it's very difficult for this language to be spoken. And most parents as well, our English language has entered them so deep that they don't even speak these languages to the children. So to get it right, I think there's need for them during holidays like this. You take them to the village to associate with the children in the village. No need for discrimination. I think discrimination is one thing that is making our languages to fade away. They see their children to be higher than those at the village and so on. No need for that. So sometimes there's need for them to associate with them, so that this language will not die away, because it's gradually dying away. A few years to come now, you discover that our language will just die off, and it's very bad. English is not our mother language. You should know that. Thank you. I just put on me some rumors.
All right. Thank you. On that note, to get a wrap the conversation up, like I always say, there is no right or wrong to some of these things, but it's essential, it is important that you learn your local dialect. I mean, here I am, I really wish I could speak my language. It's great that I can actually understand, so I'm not totally lost there. You can't sell me. I understand, but when it comes to speaking, it's still tough. I have to pick my words and, you know, pick them in bits and pieces and merge them together. But it's really amazing when you can actually speak your language. Again, it's not the entirety of your culture. I mean, there are culture, other things that you hold there as your culture and tradition, but it's a core part of our culture and tradition. So teach your child their language today. It's great to send them to the best of schools, take them out of the country for the summer holidays, vacations. It's great. But remember to always remember where you come from. I'll wrap up the conversation on that note. It's been a lovely day with you. I am Gabriella.